Okay, Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing with Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, we pick up two lines down on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, which I believe is 8 lines down from the top of the Amud. We had mentioned on Yud Aleph and Beis that the Skan Kohen Gadol, the Mamona, the appointed one, instructed the Kohanim. That as Rashi says in Yud Aleph and Beis, after they had misader, after they had placed the evarim onto the kevesh, so after that, so they would say bracha achas, one bracha, and there was machlokes what that bracha is, whether it's avarabba or whether it's yotzeor, and then they would say the aseres hadibros, they would say 3 paragraphs of Shema. They would say Berachos Kohanim, they say Emes V'Yotziv, etc., etc. It would be sort of like their like mini sort of ceremony of tefillah that they would have in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara picks up. Korin Atzeres Hadibros Shema V'Hayim Shemoa V'Yomer Emes V'Yotziv Avodah Berachos Kohanim. So Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So Af B'Gvulin Bikshu Likros Kain, that in the Gvulin, namely outside of the Beis Hamikdash, they also wanted to establish this as well. If you look in Rashi, Bikshu, Likvola, Aseres, Hadibros, B'kriya Shema, they also said, you know what? What a nice idea. Let's have the Aseres, Hadibros be part of our tefillah as well. We're going to integrate it into the sort of the Birchas Kriya Shema. And Ella, Shekvar Bitlum, Bibnei Tirom, Saminin. But that suggestion of wanting to establish it as part of Berachos Kriya Shema was done away with because of the Tiromos Haminin. So these Minin, first of all, Rashi says, are the Akum. They're Ovdei Avodah Zarah. There is a lot of discussion about this Rashi, of why Rashi has to say that a Min is an idol worshiper. That's not always the case. You can have a Min who's just a non-believer. If you have the new sort of Masifta Gemara, and if you see where that Dalit is, Akum, so if you look down to the bottom right by the Hagos of Itzionim, it says Butfusiad, Satamida Yeshu. These were the students of Yeshu. These students of Yeshu, we were concerned of what they might do if we had integrated the Aseres Hadibros into Tefillah. What might they say? So back in Rashi, so Rashi says Tiromus Aminin, Shalo Yomru L'Ami Haaretz, that these maybe students of Yeshu, or these Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that so they won't tell the Ami Haaretz, I guess the Ami Haaretz of Klal Yisrael, so Ein Shar Torah Emes, that this is the only part of Torah that is actually Emes, the Aseres Hadibros, and we can prove that it's Emes from the very fact that you are integrating it into Tefillah, meaning it's you know, it's making the rest of Torah insignificant. V'teidu, again, this is sort of continued statements of the Minim, She'ein Korin, we only say in davening, Ela Masha Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'sham'u Mipiv V'Sinai. We only say those things which they heard from God, V'sham'u Mipiv V'Sinai. But the rest is sort of either insignificant or it's not Torah M'Sinai. Some of Rishon point out on this Rashi, that Rashi says that the Minim are going to say that you only read that which you heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, namely the Aseres Hadibros. So some of the Mefarshim ask Rashi, wait a second, what does Rashi do with the Gemara and Makos that says that we only heard the first two Dibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? Rashi seems to be implying here that at least the Minim thought that we heard all 10 Dibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But either way, that's sort of like a minor point. But the basic idea is that we don't want to give the impression that the Aseres Hadibros are more significant or are more kadosh than every other piece of Torah. Now, it is true that the Rambam says in the Parash of Mishnayos and Tamid, as we pointed out yesterday, that the Aseres Hadibros perhaps contain within them the theological underpinnings of the rest of the Torah. And it is true that in a very famous statement, Rabbeinu Sadjigon said that all 613 mitzvos can find its root in the Aseres Hadibros. But all that being said, it doesn't mean that those Aseres Hadibros are more kadosh than anything else. All of the Torah is equally kadosh. It all has the same status. Certain ideas in the Torah might have been more fundamental than others, but it doesn't mean that the actual sort of Chepsa Shotorah is different for either one of those. I would just encourage, if you have the Rav Kook's Ein Ayah, he has a beautiful, beautiful piece on this topic, which maybe I'll record as a separate shiur at some point if people are interested on that Rav Kook. Okay, now what's fascinating, if you look at the rest of this Gemara, it's clear that in the Gevulin, in the non-parts of the Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael, probably when the Beis HaMikdash was still existing, this would have been Bayis Sheni, of course, if it's the students of Yeshu, so people wanted to establish this principle in Gevulin. And they said, you can't do it because of the fear of the Tiromos Haminin. But that desire didn't stop there. So Tanin Amihach, we have some writer of Nasan Omer, Begvulin, Begshulik, Rose Kane, Ela Shikvar, Bitlum, Bibnea Tiromos. Okay, in the Gevulin, they wanted to establish that. This is the Brisa now, which is sort of saying all this. Rabba Varchana, Savar, Inhu, Besura. Rabba wanted to establish this principle in Surah, in Bavel, okay? But Amar L'Ruchista, Ruchista told Rabba Bar Chana, no, you can't do it. Kvar bitlu b'vnei teroma samidin. Amemar savar l'vinhu b'nahardo. Also, another, of course, great city and academy in Bavel. Amar L'Ruvashi, kvar bitlu b'vnei teroma samidin. It means that throughout sort of Jewish history, people wanted to reestablish this principle. It's a little bit like throughout parts or, you know, second half of the 20th century, the desire to reestablish Birchas Kohanim in Chutz Laaretz, you know, even on a daily basis. And different times it was tried and it was failed, and eventually they sort of gave up on it. But there's certain practices that people are so drawn to for good reason, especially Birchas Kohanim, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, so people keep on sort of trying to bring it back. Okay, so the Gemara speaks about a line that we had on the previous Amud. Again, this is all quoting the Mishnah Tamid. It says, "B'Shabbos Musivin Bracha Achas L'Mishmor Hayotze." That's what the Mishnah had said. They had a separate bracha for those people who were leaving after their 2 week period of time serving in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, so my bracha achas, Amar Rav Chelbo, Mishmor Hayotze, Omer L'Mishmor Hanichnos. The group of Kohanim, the families of Kohanim who were leaving, they told the Mishmar, I'm sorry, by the way, I apologize. They would be there for a week, two times during the year. They weren't there for 2 weeks. They were there 1 week and then a different week, you know, some 20 plus weeks later. Okay, so Mishmor Hayotze, Omer L'Mishmor Hanichnos, Misha Shachan Es Shmo B'Bayis Hazeh, Hu Yashkin Beinechem Ahava V'Achva V'Shalom V'Re'ah. So a beautiful line. The people who were leaving after their week would tell the family coming in, that the same God whose presence rested in the Beis HaMikdash, Yashkin Beinechem, should also place his presence of Ahava V'Achva V'Shalom V'Re'ah among your family and their avoda. Okay, so the Mishnah had said, if you flip back to the Mishnah, Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, the Mishnah says, Malkum Shomer Laharich Eino Rasher Lekatzer, Lekatzer Eino Rasher Laharich, Lachtom Eino Rasher Shalom Lachtom, Shalom Lachtom Eino Rasher Lachtom. You have to keep the brachas exactly as is. If you're not supposed to have a chasim of a bracha, you can't make a chasim of a bracha. And if you have a chasim of a bracha, you can't remove it. Now, based on that second part of the Mishnah, of almost the significance of the chasim of the bracha, so then the Gemara goes on the following discussion for the next 15-20 lines or so. So pshita, heicha dekanakit kasa dechamra biyadei. If a person has a cup of wine in his hand, v'kasavar deshichrahu, and he thinks that it's beer, upasach umavarech adaita deshichra, it's wine, but he begins the bracha thinking that it's beer, but then he realizes, wait 1 second, it's actually wine, it's not beer, v'siyim b'dechamra, and therefore he concludes the bracha borei pri hagafen. So he begins v'ruchat Hashem l'kei mechalam, thinking that it is beer, but then he says borei pri hagafen, he sort of realizes in the middle, yotza. So he's yotzei the bracha, even though it got off to a rocky start. D'inami im omar shahakol niyeh b'dvaro. If in fact he said shahakol on the wine, I mean thinking that it was beer, but he said shahakol instead, yotza, you be yotzei. Tatnan al kulam on all the brachos im omar shahakol niyeh b'dvaro. We'll talk about this when we get to it on daf mem. Yotza. Okay, so therefore, that's not a shaila. If you think you're saying shahakol, but you say hagafen, so then you're good. Elhecha tekanaki kasa deshichra biyode. This is just the opposite. He's holding a cup of beer in his hands, v'kasavar d'chamrahu, and he thinks that it is wine. Pasach u'barich adaito d'chamra, he begins the bracha baruch atah Hashem, it with the mindset that it is wine, v'siyim b'deshichra, and at the end he says, shakol nivro, mai. So what's the halacha? Basar ikar bracha azlinan. Do we go based on sort of the original baruch atah Hashem, the ikar bracha, or basar chasim azlinan? Do we go on the fact that sof kol sof, so he said the appropriate bracha. I just want to mention, by the way, I would encourage people to look at the Rabbeinu Yonah inside. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, if we hold like the Shita that says, mitzvos einan tzrichas kavana, you don't need kavana by mitzvos, all it is the action. So why would this even be a shayla? At the end of the day, you said the right bracha. Who cares if you started off with the kavana or the thought that it was wine? So of course, if you did the right thing, you said the bracha of shachol ne'abidvaro. So Rabbeinu Yonah has a very, very big yesod, which comes up throughout Shas, that even if you say mitzvos einan tzrichas kavana, that would only be when it's a birchas hamitzvah, namely that that do I need to do, let's say, the mitzvah of lulav with kavana or not, or is it enough that I just lifted the lulav and I'll be yotz with that? Maybe you could say that the action itself is significant, even if you don't have kavana for that action. And there's a possibility of saying that, and obviously we'll talk about that in a couple daf in the second parak in Maseches Sukkah. But if the whole mitzvah is not an action, it's only a dibor, so therefore, there's no action which has any sort of objective truth to it. If it's just a dibor, so then maybe it's all based on your machshava. Therefore, even if you normally say mitzvahs ein atzrichas kavana, everyone would argue that there needs to be some element of kavana or intentionality or purpose when it comes to a mitzvah that is dibor. Again, ayin sham in the Rabbeinu Yonah on this amud. Okay, so how do we answer this question? Do we go based on the Iker Bracha or do we go in the Chasima? So the Gemara says, this is in the thin lines, six lines from the bottom. Toshma, Shacharis, Pasach, B'yotzer, V'siyem, B'mariv, Aravim. If let's say you begin in the morning, you begin with the mindset of saying the Bracha of Yotzer, or V'richoshech, etc. And then you concluded with Mariv, Aravim. So lo yotza. So you're not yotze because you concluded the bracha the wrong way. Okay, pasach b'mariv aravim, but if you began with the mindset of saying mariv aravim, but then you were v'siyim b'yotzor, but you sort of got your act together and you said the appropriate bracha for shacharis, okay, so then you are yotze. And obviously the reverse is also true. Arvis, pasach b'mariv aravim v'siyim b'yotzor, you begin the bracha correctly, but then you ended with yotzor, lo yotza. Pasach b'yotzer or v'siyim b'mariv aravim, but if you begin with yotzer or, and then by mariv you actually include with mariv aravim yotzad, so therefore klal shel davar. So we see that the general principle is hakol holech achar hachitum. Everything goes based on the end of the bracha. And how you conclude the bracha. So that's the case, going back to our question. So even if you began thinking that it was wine, but you end off saying that it was beer, so based on that, if everything goes basar hachitum, after the chitum, so too, that should apply to our case also. The Gemara says, no, it does not apply to our case. Shani hasam, dikamar, baruch yotzer hamoros. Okay? So the difference in that case, and let's take a look at Rashi. Okay, Shani Hasam Klomar. Rashi is about two thirds of the way down. Klomar Dilma Psicha Ena Klum V'Hadikatani Yotza Lefi Shachozer V'Chosim Ba B'Baruch Yotzer Hamoros V'Al Yedei Chasimasa Klomar Yotza El Shahakol Shein Chosim Ba B'Baruch U'Psichasa Adaita D'Bori Priyagafen Hu Ema D'Lo Yotze. Okay. So maybe the difference is I'm sorry, just give me a second. Okay, just hold on 1 second, please. I apologize. Okay, meaning, right, Okay, so maybe the reason that you're yotze over there in that situation is because when you go back at the end, so then you begin saying, let's just say, Ma'ariv Aravim, okay? And it's the morning. But then at the end you say, Baruch Hashem Yotzer HaMa'oros, so it's because you're being chosem that statement with a bracha, with Baruch Yotzer HaMa'oros. As opposed to in our case where you begin, Baruch Hashem Lekim Mechalam, thinking that it's wine, and then at the end you say, Shakol Nia Bidvaro, you haven't said Baruch with that last part. So maybe if you would say that you're Yotze when it comes to davening, that's only because finally, when you are chosim correctly, you're doing so with a baruch. But when it comes to birchas nenin, there's no baruch at the end, and therefore there's nothing there. The chasima is nothing because there's no baruch. So if you go back in the Gemara, shani hasan dekamar baruch yotzer hamoros, as opposed to the case of the birchas hanenin, where you're not being chosim with the word baruch. So hanichal rav, okay, that makes sense according to Rav. The Amar kol bracha she'ein ba haskaris Hashem ein a bracha shapir, right? According to him, where if you don't say baruch together with whatever you're saying, so then it's no good. Then we would understand why the chasima is no good if there's no baruch attached to it. El Rav Yochanan the Amar kol bracha she'ein ba malchus ein a bracha. So ma'ika lemeimar. Okay, so maybe, but if you say that it's all about saying Hashem's name as far as Melech, okay, so maybe that would not apply to that case. El kevin diyam rabba bar ula kdei lahaskir midas yom b'layla, midas layla b'yom. So ki kamar bracho malchus meikara atchivayo kamar. Right, so maybe in that case, in the case of Yotzer or Ma'ariv Aravim, so when you say Baruch Hashem Lekim Mechalam, so then you are including sort of both of them in that, both Yom Velayla, and therefore when you're Chosem, you are including even the beginning part of the Bracha had both Yom Velayla in it. Now, all that being said, that would not be any proof to our question. You begin thinking that it's wine, and you end up realizing that it's beer. We can't bring any proof, any raya, for what happens during davening, because during davening, we either conclude the part with Baruch, or maybe we have that in mind, both morning and night, when we begin incorrectly at the beginning of the bracha. So Gemara says, Toshma Misefa. So maybe we can learn now from the case of Birchas Hanenin from the Seifa of what was said. Because what was the line we had before? Klolo Shodavar, Hakol Holech Achar Hachitum. Okay, so Toshma Misefa. For we can learn this out from the end, right? What's the end? Klolo Shodavar, Kol Holech Achar Hachitum. So what's Klol Shodavar L'Suyimai? Those words, that the general principle, what does that come to include? So Lav L'Suyi Hadi Amran, maybe it comes to include the case of the Birchas Nenen. The Birchas Nenen, even though you began thinking that it's wine, if you end up saying Shahakol, so it's fine. Okay, Lo L'Suyi Nahama of the Timri. So it comes to include the case of bread and dates. Hey Chidame, what's the case of bread and dates? E Lema Di Achol Nahama. You're eating bread, okay, and now it comes time for the birchas, the bracha charona of, actually, we say acho nahama, but the Rishonim say that you're actually eating like mizonos, it's not actual bread. So now you have to say bracha charona, you would say ala mechir, right? But you think the kasavar, the timri, maybe you got confused what you ate, maybe you start saying the bracha thinking that you ate dates. So the kasavar the timri achol upasach adaita the timri. You begin to say the bracha on the dates of alha eitz v'al priya eitz v'sayim bin nahama, and then in the middle you are like and then you go back and you finish by saying an alam mechia. Okay, so hayna bayin. So that would exactly be the same case of ours. You begin thinking that it's wine, then you realize that it's beer. So therefore, those two should be the same thing, and that should be included in this word of klal shodavar. So Gemara says lo tzricha kagon di acho timri. He actually ate dates because kasavar nahama acho, and in the middle of the bracha he thought that he was that he actually eaten mizonos. Upasach ben nahama. He begins the bracha thinking that he had mizonos v'sayim bid the timri, and then he concludes saying avla eitz v'yapriya eitz yotza. So in that case, you yotze dafil siyim bid the hama nami yotza. Okay, but why? Because in that case, just like sort of the original question about shahakol, even if I had concluded the bracha al hamichya, okay, so then that would be motzi also saying grapes as well. So my time. But what's the reason that the bracha ala michya can be motzi even eating peiros? The timri nami mezon zayni, because a tamar, a date also gives sustenance. So therefore, that would be included in the bracha of ala michya if you made a mistake. So therefore, we have no answer about our question. You start thinking that you were drinking wine and you conclude with beer. We're not sure what the lacha is in that case. Okay. So we mentioned before statements from Rabba Bar Chanina. So Saba Mishmei Durav. So once we had those statements, we're going to say a few other statements from him. Koshlo Amar Emes V'Yotziv Shachris V'Emes V'Amuna Arvis Lo Yotzide Chavaso. If let's say you say Kriyishma, but you don't say in the morning Emes V'Yotziv, and you don't say in the evening Emes V'Amuna, so then you're not Yotzei. What does it mean that you're not Yotzei? So I thought I saw a shita quoted by Rav Amram Gaon that you're not even Yotzei Kriyishma if you don't say Emes V'Yotziv or Emes V'Amuna. But if you look in the Rishonim, and if you look in the Torah, I believe in Siman Samach Gimel, the Torah says that you're not Yotzei the mitzvah kitikuna, meaning there's like a better way of being Yotzei Shema, and then there is a less good way of being Yotzei Shema. So you're still Yotzei the mitzvah kitikuna, but you're not doing so behidura ubekitikuna. So let's say you just daven that part, so it's not your Yotzei, but you're not sort of doing it as well as you could. Shemar lahagi baboker chosdecha ve'emunatzcha baleilos. Then in the morning, we like to tell over God's chasadim ve'emunatzcha baleilos. If you take a look in Rashi, this I believe is the last two thin lines of Rashi. Shenemar lahagid boker chastecha ubirchas emes v'yatziv kula al chesed she'asa im avoseinu. That's the chesed of the boker shehotziyim mitzrayim ubaka lahem hayam ubika lahem hayam vehevirim vehevirim, and then he brought them through the sea. Ubirchas emes v'amud medaber ba af al hasidus. Right, it's speaking about the emuna of the future days. She'anu mitzapim she'ikayim lanu haftachaso v'emunaso l'galeinu miyad melachim miyad aritzim, etc. So the morning speaks about the praise of God, and the evening speaks about the emuna on God, and specifically, Emes v'emuna speaks about emuna on God's future redemption b'mehera v'yomeinu. Okay, so v'yom rabba bar chanina, it says chanina on the Gemara, but if you look in the Hagos v'tziyunim, on the right-hand side, so it's changed to Chanina. We have like a better sort of Ksav Yad that they found after the original writing of the Vilna Shas. So Yom Rabba Bar Chanina Mishmei Durav Hamispalo Kishu Korea. When a person davins and then they have to bow down, Korea B'Baruch. So think about what you do Shmoneh Esrei. You bend down at the word Baruch. Ukeshu zokev, zokev b'shem. And then when you put yourself sort of back up, when you stand straight, so then you do so b'shem. And by the time you're saying God's name, you're already sort of stood up. Take a look at Rashi, keshu b'korea, ba'avos v'hoda'a, both by avos and by modim, and also v'chol chayim, korea b'baruch, v'zokev is atzmo keshu masker s'shem. As you're sort of mentioning God's name, and some posts can say that even beforehand, we'll see what the Gemara speaks about this, zokev kufufim, you sort of get yourself back up. So Amar Shmuel, what's the reason for that? So my time of derav, d'chsiv Hashem zokev kufufim. Kadosh Baruch Hu straightens the backs of those people who are bent over, namely, so by Hashem's name already, either you're sort of completely stood standing up or in the process of standing up. The Pasuk says, let's take a look at the Pasuk on the left-hand side. Brisi haisa ito chayim via shalom, v'etneim lo morav yireni u'mipnei shmi nichas hu. And because of my name, so nichas sort of will be sort of plain or will be at rest. Mipnei shmi nachasu. Miksiv bishmi. Who says that it should be at my name? Namely, that at my name you're zokev kufufim. Mipnei shmi ksiv. Okay, so even before my name, you should be benachas, you should be straight. Armelei Shmuel Chia Barav Ba'orian. Ba'orian means the son of the Torah. Tov ve'em l'cha milsam al yisod yam ravucha. Let me tell you something great that your father had said. Hachem ravucha kishu korea korea b'baruch, kishu zokev Zokef b'shem. He says, no, that when your father used to stand up, not before the name, but at the shame, at the name itself. Okay, I just realized, I apologize, I'm sorry that I'm a little bit, I'm out of it this morning. If you sort of go back a few lines beforehand, Mibnei Shmi Nachashu, that my name, your Nachas. Rashi says, Lashon Hakna'a, that you should be bent over when you are saying God's name. So then, okay, let's just go back, if you don't mind, a few lines. Five lines off the bottom. V'yom rabba rachanina mishmei derav ha-mitzpalo kishu korea korea b'baruch u'kishu zokev zokev b'shem. You get up at God's name. Amar Shmuel, my time of derav, zichsev Hashem zokev k'vufim. So you should already sort of be standing by God's name. Meitzvei mitnei shmi nachasu. In front of my name, you should be nachas. Nachas meaning, as Rashi says, hachna. When you hear my name, you should still be bent over. So Gemara answers, mikasiv b'shmi, that you are actually bent down b'shmi, in my name. It says, mipnei shmi kasiv, before you mention my name kasiv. So when you're bowing down, it's before God's name. But at God's name itself, so you're already standing yourself back up. Okay? And based on that interpretation, so I'm like Shmuel Lechia Barav Bar Urian, Tovim Lechamilsa Malyisa Yamar Vucha. I will prove to you that by Zokev Kfufim already, you're standing up by something that your father said. Hachi Yamar Vucha, this is what your father said. Kishu Korea Korea Babaruch, Kishu Zokev Zokev Bashem, that you stand up at God's name. Therefore, the Pasuk of Mimdei Shmi Nachasu is before you actually get to God's name. Okay, let's just finish these last couple lines on Yubez and Mabez. Rav Sheishas Ki Kara, Kara Ki Chizra. When Rav Sheishas would bow down, he would bow down almost like a rod. He would sort of bow straight down. Rashi says, Bivas Achas. He sort of bend. And then, Ki Kazakif, when he stood himself back up, Zakif Ki Chivye. He would stand up like a snake, namely, as Rashi says, "Benachas rosho tchila v'yachakach gufo shlotir kriyoso alav kamazoi." Shouldn't be like his bowing was a burden to him. Therefore, he bowed, and now he's popping right back up. He should almost sort of uncoil himself. Rashi says, like a snake, the head first and the rest of the body, to show that being in that bent position was not difficult for him. Okay, Mishnah, we will pick up with this tomorrow with the top of Yud Beis and Beis. Thank you, everyone.